Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
There aren't really any downsides to being a Doctor Who fan. It's a little frustrating that the gaps between each series have been getting longer in recent years, but then again, that's the perfect excuse to go back and binge watch old episodes. Instead, quite possibly the most difficult thing about being a Whovian is the fact that there's so much Doctor Who content to keep up with, especially in the expanded media world. To put it simply, there are some terrific bits of Doctor Who out there that are very easy to miss. So we gathered a bunch of them up for your viewing pleasure. With that in mind, I'm Ellie with Who Culture, and this is 10 amazing Doctor Who moments you've probably never seen. Number 10. The 12th Doctor recalls the untempered schism. Series 8's In the Forest of the Night isn't topping any best of lists anytime soon. But if this particular moment had made it into the final cut, the episode would certainly be remembered with a lot more fondness. As mentioned by the 10th Doctor in Series 3's The Sound of Drums, it's customary for all Gallifreyan children to stare into the untempered schism, a gap in the fabric of reality, as a form of academic initiation. Observing this great power affects each child in a different way, but it wasn't until this deleted scene from In the Forest of the Night that the Doctor finally described what he saw, what he felt, when he gazed into the schism. I saw a forest rise and fall, saplings that thickened into trees, leaves that sucked in the sunlight from 1,000 million summers. The great trees falling, sinking into the earth, hardening into diamonds, coal. I saw it all. The rise and fall like the wave of a sea. It's a beautifully written speech delivered with that typically excellent Capaldi flair. In the Forest of the Night is a frustratingly flat episode to watch. It desperately needed more standout moments like this, and it's a shame that many fans will have missed this scene entirely due to its baffling relegation to the cutting room floor. Number 9. The 11th Doctor is Space Gandalf. Some of the most entertaining scenes in Doctor Who are the ones where our characters just hang around in the TARDIS discussing random stuff. Like that bit in Series 5's The Time of Angels, where Riversong flexes her TARDIS flying skills in front of the Doctor and Amy, culminating in the Doctor doing his rather hilarious impression of his time machine's landing noise. Stephen Moffat clearly had a blast writing this sequence, so he went ahead and created even more of them, exclusively for the Series 5 Blu-ray DVD box set. Dubbed Meanwhile in the TARDIS, number 1 and number 2, these extra scenes both fit neatly into Series 5. The first one follows the 11th Hour and precedes the Beast Below, while the second fills in the gap between Flesh and Stone and Vampires of Venice. They're both quirky and amusing, full of that self-referential Moffat wit that made his episodes so entertaining to watch. Meanwhile in the TARDIS number 2 is the best one though, with the 11th Doctor likening himself to Yoda, dubbing himself Space Gandalf, and in a touching moment, revealing to Amy why he needs his human companions. Without them, he's unable to see the wonder in the universe. This scene is also important because it provides a bit more context for Flesh and Stone's controversial bedroom ending. Number 8. The Master. Wanted criminal. A drastic switch of gears now, time travelling back to the early 90s for this short skit that frames the Master as a wanted criminal in our own real world. Police 5 The Master is a Doctor Who edition of Police 5, a sort of news programme created to inform the public about unsolved crimes in the hopes that someone will come forward with new information. In this instance, however, the crimes and the criminal are fictional, with the Doctor's arch nemesis taking the spotlight. Viewers are warned to be on the lookout for this tricky customer, with presenter Shaw Taylor requesting the public's help to put him behind bars once and for all. We get a rundown of the Master's many faces, his origins and his occupation, which, hilariously, is listed as domination and subjugation of the universe, before concluding with the villain's last known whereabouts, doing battle with the Seventh Doctor on the about-to-be-destroyed Cheetah Planet. The whole thing has its tongue firmly in its cheek, while also illustrating what a slippery bugger the Master would be if he actually existed in our current reality. Number 7. A Ghost Story for Christmas. Here's something that will make you feel old. The Weeping Angels haven't been the main villains of an episode since 2012's The Angels Take Manhattan. Isn't time a cruel mistress? On the plus side though, it looks like the iconic foes will be returning in the upcoming Series 13. But if you just can't wait for an extra fix of that classic angel spookiness, this overlooked 2009 webcast is exactly what you're looking for. Narrated by John Barrowman's Captain Jack Harkness, A Ghost Story for Christmas tells a short story about a young woman, Julia Hardwick, who is stalked and eventually captured by a lone weeping angel. It's simple and straightforward, successfully achieving that creepy yet strangely beautiful tone that made Blink such a fantastic episode. Some of the dialogue here even gives Blink writer Stephen Moffat a run for his money, with an absolutely killer final line right before Julia gets zapped. And ask yourself, why is she weeping? Well, maybe the weeping angel is weeping for you. It's chilling stuff, further supporting the argument that the angels are the scariest villains in the entire show. Number 6. Tooth and Claw, a TARDIS-ode. Back when Series 2 was on the air, each episode got its own mini prequel story that was only made available online or via mobile download. Dubbed TARDIS-odes, these shorts have since become difficult to access in any official capacity, meaning that many fans might not be aware that they exist. While they're not all great, most contain irrelevant or uninteresting information, and some, like the Age of Steel's prelude, just reuse footage from the main episode, the TARDIS-odes for Tooth and Claw and The Girl in the Fireplace are pretty fantastic. The former shows us the werewolf monster attacking one of its first victims after crash landing on Earth, while the latter reveals how the SS Madame de Pompadour came to be overtaken by those creepy clockwork droids. These two shorts are the only ones that feel like worthy extensions of their episodes. They're the most competently directed of the bunch, and they actually provide some useful context and detail. On the plus side though, each TARDIS-ode is only a minute long, so it doesn't take much time to breeze through the lot.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Number 5. Peter Davison goes full Jim Carrey. Judging by their YouTube view counts, most fans have seen the show's modern series gag reels. But the classic series is also a treasure trove of fun, bloopery moments. But this bizarre Peter Davison flub from 1983's The Five Doctors is one of the most memorable the show has ever produced, with the actor tripping over his own words in truly spectacular fashion. unable to recite the line, "We don't need to. Soon Chancellor Flavia will be here with her guards." Davidson, assumedly out of frustration, instead acts out a short physical comedy routine reminiscent of something that Ace Ventura, Liar Liar era Jim Carrey would pull off in the middle of a scene. Obviously, The Five Doctors was filmed way before Carrey rose to Hollywood stardom, but who knows? Maybe the legendary actor watched the odd Doctor Who blooper as a young man. Number 4. The Fall of Arcadia. The last great Time War is often perceived as this colossal universe-destroying battle that exterminated entire races, brought great civilizations to their knees, and shook planets to their cores. And while it certainly was all those things, nothing has captured the true horror of the war quite like The Day of the Doctor did, showing us images of ordinary Gallifreyan civilians, young children among them, being blown to pieces amidst a Dalek assault. Oft-forgotten minisode The Last Day provides a similarly focused, ground-level look at the Time War, albeit from the perspective of your average Gallifreyan soldier. Here we follow this soldier from battle prep to deployment as he eventually bears witness to the beginnings of the Fall of Arcadia, which is supposedly the safest city on Gallifrey, at the hands of the Daleks. Aside from giving us a small inside look at Gallifrey's military machine in action, The Last Day is a fine reminder of all the innocent, ultimately helpless individuals who gave their lives in an effort to win the Time War. Number 3. Doctors Assemble. 2020 was an absolute disaster of a year in so many ways, but for Doctor Who fans, there were several beacons of joy scattered throughout. Every few months, the fandom would gather together for virtual watch-alongs of new Who episodes, and as an added bonus, the creators of these episodes would often join in on the fun, seeing the likes of Matt Smith, Karen Gillan, Arthur Darvill, David Tennant, and Catherine Tate join in for various viewing parties was a delight, and these occasions definitely brightened up a gloomy year. As an added bonus on top of that added bonus, these watch-alongs eventually grew into a project called Doctor Who Lockdown, with established Doctor Who creatives coming together to produce supplemental minisodes and other additional content. These ranged from short episodes like Rory's Story, which revealed what Amy and Rory were getting up to after the events of The Angels Take Manhattan, with Gillan and Darvill reprising their roles, to something more big-budget like Doctors Assemble, which united all 14 Doctors, war included, in an effort to save the Earth. While the Doctors aren't played by their main actors here, the impressionist voice talent is spot on, with the zany Time Lords bantering and bickering exactly like you'd expect them to. Those who didn't participate in the watch-alongs probably missed this short entirely, and while it isn't an official BBC production, it was clearly made with all the love and care in the world. Number 2. The Fourth Doctor and K-9 Getting Drunk. Now here's a moment that's so random, quite possibly the only way to find it is by accidentally stumbling across it while diving down one of those late night YouTube rabbit holes. Or in this case, by following what culture? Hello! This is a short scene that kicks off in an unusual fashion and gets even more strange from there. We see Tom Baker's Fourth Doctor and Mary Tam's Romana sharing a kiss while hiding behind K-9, before the Doctor gives his robo-pooch a few hefty swigs of gin, which the dog rather seems to enjoy. Possibly a little intoxicated, K-9 then breaks out into a chorus of "We Wish You a Merry Christmas," and after another cheeky glance between the Doctor and Romana, the entire cast and crew bursts out laughing. So, what exactly is this? A really baffling deleted scene or blooper? A charity special? A peek behind the curtain of what goes on between takes? Well, no. It's actually a sketch produced by the Doctor Who team during Christmas 1978, one that was included on the DVD release of The Armageddon Factor. One can only imagine the crazy adventure that the Doctor and K-9 embarked on after this. Number 1. The Tenth Doctor's First Proper Scene. David Tennant's Tenth Doctor was first introduced in the closing moments of The Parting of the Ways, ditching Christopher Eccleston's mug and regenerating into his new, more boyish face. His next appearance was in The Christmas Invasion later that year, where he almost murdered Mickey and Jackie after crash-landing the TARDIS in the Powell Estate. Technically, though, that's not true. Well, obviously both of those events happened, but the Tenth Doctor's next appearance after his regeneration was actually in an obscure Children in Need special that aired a month before The Christmas Invasion. Sometimes known as Born Again, this minisode picks up right where The Parting of the Ways concluded, with the Doctor attempting to convince Rose that he's the same man she's been travelling with all this time. He also does that obligatory Doctor thing of checking out his new body, discovering that he's got a mole right between his shoulder blades, a mole he's rather fond of. The strangest thing about this short is that it feels like it could have been included at the front of the Christmas invasion, at least partially. One of the biggest problems with that episode is the fact that the Doctor is asleep for most of it, so getting more Tennant action right out the gate would have been a big improvement.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.